The End of Fear Guided Meditation. Welcome. This is Nook Sanchez, and this meditation is a valuable tool from the book titled A Manual for Holy Relationship, The Deeper Teachings of A Course in Miracles, which is the second volume in the End of Death Trilogy. So, thank you for joining me in this powerful and transformative meditation. This meditation's purpose is to help us begin to make a clear distinction between the false self concept and our eternally innocent and uninterrupted holy self. Find a quiet place without disturbance, a comfortable position to rest in, and take a few moments to set your intention to open your mind and your heart to really receive the true meaning and the experience of love and healing. With eyes closed, take a few slow, deep breaths. Relax, and let's allow Holy Spirit to take us on a journey. Am I willing to lay aside my fears, my grievances, and my self-judgments for just one instant and allow them to dissolve in the love and innocence of my holy self, the self I share with God? Am I willing to allow the light of my beloved holy self to dispel my darkness? Am I willing to enter a holy instant, one precious moment where I truly exchange my limited perception of who I am for the magnificent and unopposed innocence of my real identity shared with God? Am I willing to open my heart and take Holy Spirit's hand to look with Him at all that I am not? And am I willing to take a deep breath and trust Him to reveal to me who I really am? Am I willing to receive what He wants me to know? Then I am not the one who suffers. I am not the one tormented by emotional or physical pain. I am not the one who feels fear. I am not the one who attempts to beat myself up. I am not the one who thinks it has sinned. I am not the one who seems to have been abandoned or betrayed. I am not the one who feels the pain of loneliness. I am not the one who feels deprived. I am not the one who feels unworthy. I am not the one who is plagued by self-doubt. I am not the one who tries unceasingly to gain validation, approval, or love. I am not the one who believes I still need to earn or qualify for God's love. And I am not the one who feels guilty, hurt, angry, confused, or sad. That one is not me. These concerns, these feelings of being inadequate, are not mine. They belong exclusively to the separate self, a false self, apart from God's love. All my concerns, all my struggles, and my need to know and to understand arise from a false self that believes that it's alone, separate from love, separate from God, separate from my holy self and all my brothers and sisters. This illusory self, the one that I am not, thrives exclusively on my mistaken belief that I am separate and lacking. Any belief that my worth is dependent on how others see me and appreciate me is not mine. The mistaken belief that my completion, my worth, lies externally in another person, in my body image, in my accomplishments, or in the world, is not mine. All futile attempts to judge and control my body, my achievements, my insecurities, my loved ones, and my life are not mine. This self is not me. If all my seeming concerns and shortfalls are not me, and if they are not who I am, then who am I? I cannot rest deeply in God's ever-present love, His safety and security, knowing who I really am, while I still feel falsely responsible for my mistakes. In every new instant, the previous instant, along with all my mistakes, has gone. There is no past in God's love. All the past is gone. All mistakes are gone. Both the past and its mistakes are no longer present here. They are not here They are not now. Even my mistakes made in the past, projected onto the body as pain or disease, are never right here now, in this precious, holy instant. They exist only in my memory of the past, and the past is not here now. And so, how could symptoms of the past be here now, in this sanctified, holy instant? Only my unforgiven guilt can make it appear that mistakes in my past have painful consequences now. These errors may appear to exist now, but only if I still want to project belief in a past sin, so that this memory completely superimposes itself over the holy instant's present healing, shutting me off from the miracle. Secretly, I will misbelieve that my present suffering is justified by the unforgiven mistakes I made in the past. Yet, there is no past. Therefore, there is no sin, no guilt, and no punishment. All errors can only seem to exist in my mind. And unless I give Holy Spirit permission to erase them, He cannot release my mind from these convincing illusions. I am not responsible for the ego's errors. I am not responsible for resolving any of the ego's problems. Only the ego itself attempts to solve the endless problems that it alone projects. If I think I am responsible for the ego's sins, then I will also believe that I must pay the price and incur the punishment for them. This misperception is the cause of all illness. I take a moment now to welcome the fact that I am not responsible for the ego's guilt. This is the guilt that it needs me to believe in is mine, so it can keep me away from receiving the joyous grace that I am, my true identity in God. I take a deep breath and I open my heart to the presence of Holy Spirit. I enter this magnificent spaciousness of love with no opposite, knowing I am safe within this pristine, holy instant. I take another deep breath and I ask Him with an open mind and genuine curiosity. Now that I have glimpsed who I am not, please Holy Spirit, reveal to me who I am. In this blessed holy instant, I allow Holy Spirit to lift me up like a feather and to carry me gently across the threshold, to join with my eternally innocent Holy Self through the atonement. I allow Him to take away the false self's guilt and all its fear. This false self is not me. In complete trust, I allow Him to erase all errors that I had mistakenly believed were real. These mistakes were never my errors, but the ego's. What a relief. And this is why He can erase every mistake in a holy instant. He knows the false identity that made these errors was not me. He also knows that this false identity does not exist. I am guiltless, and therefore every problem this false self had seemed to make does not exist, unless I choose to believe in them along with the guilt and fear which they attract. I am the most beloved child of God. I am His most cherished extension of love. And furthermore, I am nothing other than His most precious of all creations. God Himself is not whole without me, and I am not whole without Him. Since the beginning of time, there has never been one single instant in which God has known or seen any of my secret sins. I am His treasure, and there is nothing that I think or believe, nothing that I feel or do, that can threaten His unwavering certainty of my innocence and the infinite magnitude of my worth. I am His treasure, beyond the universe, beyond time and space, and beyond eternity. In this most holy instant, I open to receive God's infinite love for me. My beloved Holy Self, the one cherished identity that I share with God and all my brothers, is changeless. My Holy Self is incorruptible. My Holy Self is fearless, because I know and claim my unopposed innocence, my guiltlessness. My Holy Self never wavers, regardless of the times I forget and fall for the temptation of fear. All I need is to accept one divine moment in which I'm willing to exchange my doubts for his certainty, for his knowing of my utterly changeless innocence. Am I willing to join with God in one beautiful breath of innocence together? Am I willing to draw in one magnificent breath with Him and to accept and receive the innocence He knows I am? Am I ready to know that I am His loving will? All my problems evaporate in this holy instant of grace, the sovereign moment where I enter with Him into glory. As I breathe in His love for me. As I breathe in His trust in me. As I breathe in the unopposed innocence that He knows I am. As I breathe in the peace of God. I breathe in the profound healing that He has joyously offered me. I breathe as one with my beloved Father. And as I breathe, He breathes with me. As His most cherished child, God has waited lifetimes for my joyous homecoming, for me to come home to the love and the innocence I am. I am His will. I am the kingdom of heaven itself. I am the light of the world. He is overjoyed that I am breathing our innocence together as one. And now we close the final gap together. As I say goodbye to guilt and fear. The two opposing selves that I have seen and felt will never be compatible. Only my innocent, holy self is real. The guilty one, the self I made out of fear, the one who struggles to control, does not exist. I hear God ask me to join Him in this final declaration of the loving truth, and to breathe it deeply into my heart. I am. I am. I am God's most cherished child. I am nothing but His most treasured child because I am the Christ. The eternal innocence of my heart beats in unison with my beloved Father. My breath is His breath. His mind is my mind. This joyous truth proclaims that I have no other mind. The mind that thinks it's unworthy or guilty is not my mind with God, which is the only mind I have. And I rest in this loving truth. His love is all I am. This, my holy self, is all I am. No fear abides in me. His will for me is perfect happiness. I gently breathe this happiness with Him as gratitude fills my heart. I accept and I receive. As just one mind, I share His immunity to all illusions of fear as I welcome and embrace my fearless, holy self. All there is to me is God's infinite love and peace and joy. No illusions can threaten my holy self in God. I am the Christ, along with all my brothers. The gap of fear is closed. I and my Father are one. In my conscious union with God, the body now is in alignment with love and with healing. This body of mine is now in undivided service to the perfect love and innocence that I am. Take a few deep breaths. And take your time to really feel into this powerful realignment. And when you feel ready, open your eyes. Thank you for joining me in this most powerful guided meditation. The end.